Dabei. Everything in Gold by Maison Scene here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hey, it's Leslie. And this playlist is really nothing. I would say this is mostly music that I've been listening to as I've been trying to speed run listening to music that's been kind of released recently, as I have not been listening to, I haven't been listening to a lot of music in general this year, that's okay. You know, there's some gems from what I've been listening to the past 2 or 3 weeks. I have for real on some days been listening to like 3 to 4 albums in a day. I, you know, may as well be working for the music department at CJSF, like, part-time. Like, by part-time, I mean only for, like, 2 weeks in a year at this point, because I'm just, like, going through them. Like, just listening to these albums and speedrunning them. Also, don't really have a particular topic of discussion today. I feel like this episode is very... The idea is just like... I'm just here. I'm in the studio, and I'm happy about it. And that's really it. I gotta go with the... You know, appreciate some of the simple things in life. these days. But as I was, you know... As we were listening to the music... I was like scrolling through social media and I came upon an ad for this reality television show that I've actually been watching. It's not wild necessarily. It's not anything like To Get Her, which destroyed me, in psychologically, and not in the way that you want a reality show to destroy you. But it's actually very, very mild. It's called, in English, it's called Badly in Love. It's this new program produced by Netflix Japan. And the premise is that you get a bunch of ex-delinquents together and they try to find love. I think the age range is like 21 to 30. Pretty big age range, in my opinion. But, you know, it happens on these shows. And all the people who participate on the program, they exist on a spectrum of apparent delinquency. And let me explain to you what the extreme polar opposite ends are. There is a guy who appeared on this program who was literally in the mob, and he did time because he was a drug trafficker. Now, in Japan, cannabis is illegal, and that was the drug that he was trafficking into the country, apparently. So he did, yeah, it's as mild as weed is to some extent, because it is so normalized here in Vancouver. It is still a felony offense in other parts of the world. And so that's what he was... doing time for. On the other end of the spectrum is a girl who is a gyaru. And if you're not familiar with what a gyaru is, it's basically this counterculture in which young people are just kind of like encouraged to dress very flamboyantly, behave in kind of like a self-indulgent kind of way, not necessarily and not in any way necessarily like mean, but what might be considered in more conservative circles just kind of like too liberal, I guess, or like being too open-minded, I suppose. And that's it. That's the spectrum of delinquency. We have man who did time in jail and then like literally basically an Instagram model. It's pretty interesting to see like this vast spectrum of so-called bad behavior, because I mean, of course, like, you know, certain people's standards are, like, different and whatnot, and certain society standards are different and whatnot. But I was talking to my friends about this, and Brianne, who's been on the show before, she was like, not on... who's been on Typically Tuesdays before, not on Badly in Love. Brianne is a very, very good girl. Brianne was like, yeah, that is very interesting to see the levels that we've got going on there. The program is one that has been keeping me quite entertained, actually. I think it's interesting to watch because the reputation of these people, again, for like some more conservative audiences, will feel like very, like, you know, freaky, scary, maybe. But to be honest, these people are just, they're actually very, very pure of heart, most of them. When you watch their antics and them, like, flirting with each other or trying to, like, figure out their relationships to one another, it's very just incredibly human to see them, like, struggle through, like, oh, does this person like me? Or do I even reciprocate these feelings? How do I feel about, like, this one person who's pursuing me? That type of thing. And the sparks of budding romances, as with any reality dating show, some of it is full of drama. There's this one dude who's like kind of a playboy, and this one girl is like crying over him about it, and I'm just like, lady, your standards are so low. And then of course there are romances in there that are like kind of cute, they're kind of sweet, and they're like, oh, there's something happening in here. Ooh, okay. And then there are ones that are like, that just come out of nowhere. They're unexpected, and you're like, whoa, this is, I ship this. I actually ship this. They actually seem good together. They see each other. They respect each other. They get each other. You know, this could actually be a thing. Wow. And it's just fun to watch. It's also, I mean, one final note about it. It's just fun to watch. Like, and then to see, let me say this. It's fun to watch from that perspective, like knowing that these are just, you know, these are just people. These are people who maybe, you know, had torrid pasts and whatnot, but they're trying to work through it, and they're trying to become better people. They're trying to become more responsible. They're trying to hold themselves accountable and live by better values. And then you see the promotional photos for the program, and it's like everybody is scowling. It's not even a big cast. It's like, I think 9 participants, and it's all these like people who are like scowling right into the camera and tilting their heads, and they look like they're, you know, they're like trying to size you up and stuff like that. And they're dressed in very beautiful clothing that's kind of supposed to signal to, it's supposed to like call back to like images of like really powerful kind of bad people that we see in like maybe like mob movies and stuff. But at their core, most of them are just, they're just dudes, they're just guys, they're just, I don't mean that in a gendered way either. They're just people. They're just hanging out, you know? It's a fun time. We're going to listen to some more music here on Typically Tuesdays. Now, let's listen to a track that... let's listen to a track that I have kind of been enjoying recently. This is by a Korean, I think, indie pop group called Tomat Tomat. And it's called Collect Call Garage. Enjoy!
is Bird Note. There are 5 million bird eggs stowed away in museums across the world. The largest egg collections are in the Natural History Museum in the United Kingdom and the Western Foundation of Vertebrate Zoology in the United States. Oology, the study of eggs, gives us great insight into birds, their nests, the number of eggs laid, and the general nesting habitats of different bird species. Egg shells can also offer insights into the health of birds and our environment. In the 1950s and 60s, following the introduction of the insecticide DDT, peregrine falcon populations plummeted across parts of Europe and North America. The birds were failing to hatch eggs. Their eggshells were so thin they broke under the weight of the incubating parent. The link between eggshell thinning and DDT was identified using museum and personal egg collections. And this evidence helped lead to a ban on DDT, thanks in part to some empty eggs safely tucked away in museums. Peregrines can still be seen zipping across the sky. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Aren't you glad that that mystery was solved? Now we still have peregrines in our wild, and I love a predator bird. So for me personally, I'm like, oh, thank God. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You heard Tomat Tomat with Call Garage on the program, and I'm live in studio today, which is really just like the bright spot of today's episode. There's no focus of discussion, there's no theme to the playlist. It's just me in here relishing these rare moments and opportunities where I'm able to make the show live. The energy is definitely different compared to when I typically pre-record, and so I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, and I'm I don't know if I'm feeling anxious. I'm always anxious, you know. That's kind of a mainstay of my disposition, let's say. Next week, I will be counting down my favorite releases of 2025, a regular traditional show here on Typically Tuesdays, and I'm really excited to share that playlist with you. I think I have a pretty good collection of favorite songs that were released in 2025, and they really capture the essence of my year, but also they're just good songs. So look forward to that next Monday from 3 to 4 here on 90.1 FM, CJSF. But of course, tune into more great CJSF beyond, you know, my show, beyond Typically Tuesdays. You can check out, for example, we've got Free Voices happening every Thursday, I believe, from 3 to 4. Here on the show, or here at the station. Free Voices is all about discussing social issues and justice, talking about human growth. It's a very interesting program. Give it a listen. Again, that's Free Voices here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, every Thursday from 3 to 4. If you already have the habit of tuning in to Typically Tuesdays, you know, that's an easy thing to do. Just 3 to 4. I'm going to close off today with one final track. Now, thank you so much for tuning in. I had so much fun in the studio today, and I hope to have more of these opportunities in the future, God willing. But one last track today. As I mentioned earlier, I've been speed running albums, and I've really been looking to the Polaris Music Award, Polaris Prize, Polaris Music Award. Prize award to get like kind of like a good gist of like, or to get like a starting point of what to listen to as I speedrun albums. And this record was released last year. It's called Sorry It's Over by the OBGMs. And one playthrough through the entire album, it had me hooked. This is also one of those records that I think are kind of rare for me, but after one listen, definitively, I can say that I love the album. Every single song is a banger, and not every song is radio-friendly, unfortunately. So that's okay. This next track and this final track is radio-friendly, and it is just so good. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. This is OBGMs, and I want to say Sate with the song Changes. Get into it. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I will talk to you again very soon. So good. Enjoy.